Greetings, I'm Bob Geckler with a thought from Calvary. From the Gospel of John, chapter 19, we read these words. Pilate then took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and put a purple robe on him, and they began to come up to him and say, "Hail, King of the Jews," and to give him slaps in the face. Pilate came out again and said to them, "Behold, I am bringing him out to you, so that you may know that I find no guilt in him." Jesus then came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Behold the man." H.A. Homo. The Latin words meaning, "Behold the man," can be used to refer to any depiction of Jesus wearing the crown of thorns. H.A. Homo. Behold the man. Not behold the Son of God. Not behold God in His glory. But behold the man. Jesus the man. A living, breathing human being with blood pulsing through his veins. A human being with emotions and thoughts who could feel pain and stress and rejoice in times of joy and happiness. A human being who could cry or could laugh. A human being like you and me. Think of that. God, in all His power and wonder, came to actually live among us in the being of Jesus. Do you have a difficult time visualizing God, visualizing the Holy Spirit, and visualizing the complex image of Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God? Then stop for a moment and simply behold the man, Jesus. Though Jesus lived a life of perfection, totally without sin, Jesus was a man. He was one of us. Not some celestial figure beyond comprehension, but a human being. He understood and indeed does understand every challenge of our human existence. He knows our strengths and our weaknesses. Jesus knows that our lives are filled with temptations, troubles, and sickness. But He also knows the great joys and wonders of life, those moments of exhilaration and triumph. Do you find it difficult to really get to know God? Is it difficult to talk to God and share your most inner feelings with God? Do you feel as though God is just somewhere out in space, removed from your day-to-day life? If that is how you are relating to God, then look to Jesus, the man, the human personification of God, who knows intimately every part of your life, who knows every part of life because He lived it too. Go to Jesus who loves you and brings the love and salvation of God to you. Indeed, H.A. Homo, behold the man. Please pray with me. Lord Jesus, help me to come to you as my brother, one who also walked through the journey of life. Help me to listen to your loving and guiding words, and to live as you have led me. In Jesus' holy name, Amen. I'm Bob Geckler. To request a copy of this message, or to listen to our podcast, simply visit our website at www.calvary.ecucom.ro. That's calvary.ecucom.ro. May the peace, the grace, and the Spirit of Christ be upon you.